This is Taking On Sports, where you'll find the best takes on all of the sports stories that need to be taken on. Like today, where my brother Will, Mitchell Thomas, and I break down the release of NCAA 25, and we compare it to other sports games already on the market. Man, were we lucky to see the story that we saw today, guys, because we were hunting for something to talk about today, and the news came out early to mid-afternoon that NCAA 25 is official. It's going to happen coming up this summer, and they'll have a general release actually in May with full information of what's actually going to be in the game. So we wanted to hit a few points here. We wanted to talk about, obviously, what we expect out of the game, what needs to be in the game for it to be good. Also, we will just talk about sports games in general and which ones are the best, which ones seem most realistic. Obviously, it's most of what we play. We all game together quite often, and most of what we play is sports games. So we will talk about that, which ones we found most realistic. Will and I will have some, especially some thoughts on that because we play so many different ones. So yeah. Let's start, though. Because there hasn't been a game, an NCAA game, since 2000, NCAA 14. That was the last one. Denard Robinson on the cover. So let's talk about maybe some players or some teams that we've missed out on, that we didn't get to use, that we wish we got the chance to use.
So I think the obvious number one answer right here would be Johnny Football. Can you just imagine playing Johnny Football with all the hype that was going on during Manziel Mania? When he was over at Texas A&M, like all that shit would have been incredible. Just trying to replicate the things that he was doing on the field for the Aggies in that time. I mean, he was a living legend in the college scene. So it would have been great to try and play as him and, you know, light up the field with good old Johnny Football.
It's a good chance I'm stealing this one from you, Brad, but the Trevor Lawrence led Clemson Tigers would have been a fun one to play. Also probably, I don't know if I'm being a little like new home biased, but Marcus Mariota's, Oregon team would have been fun to play with as well.
Yeah. That Marcus Mariota Oregon team was one that I was thinking of. Now the Clemson one is good. That's one that I would, that is a good choice. But I look at one of the more fun teams that there was in all of college football, 2019, that LSU team with Burrow firing it around to Chase and Jefferson. That'd be all sorts of fun to try and, you know, fling that ball around with those guys.
And using all those weapons too, that would have been even more fun.
Yeah. And just being able, to try and put together, you know, maybe some of these Georgia teams, just how stacked they would be just in general. You know, but I mean, you guys hit the two main ones. You guys hit the two big ones. It's Johnny Football's Texas A&M team. It's Marcus Mariota's Oregon team. Those are the two fun ones. Those are the two really, really good ones that I think everybody would have wanted to play. And I think that that's what we missed out on. And there were some college basketball ones that, you know, that hasn't been announced yet, but there's some college basketball teams that would be that'd be kind of fun to have used as well. I mean, the Zion Williamson Duke team. Could you imagine being able to play NCAA basketball with the Zion Williamson, RJ Barrett, and the third one, Cam Reddish. Duke team that lost to Michigan State in the tournament? Like that.
Former walk on.
Yeah, Kenny Goins. I still go back and watch that game every now and then. That's one of my YouTube go-tos, is watching that MSU team who had no business beating that Duke team, beat that Duke team. I loved it. I thought it was so fun what they did. So what would make this a good game, though? Like, I'll start with pretty much saying, if it's just Madden, I'm not interested. I don't play a lot of Madden. I don't like the mechanics of Madden. I think Madden is not the way to win in Madden is not anywhere near the way you win in football. And I think that if it's just that again, I'm still going to buy it, and I'm still going to play it a lot because I love college football, but I don't think that I will get the joy out of it that I think that I would want to.
Well, I think the number one aspect for this is obviously the recruiting side of things. If you're playing in a franchise mode, is being able to get those recruits in. That would make it completely different. But yeah, I agree with you on the Madden part. And I have a small inclination that it, because it's all ran by EA, right? You know, it's probably going to be a cut and paste. It's going to be, they're going to try and probably make it as cheaply as possible. You know, why not use their source in Madden that they have and put it towards this, the same engine, the same, you know, just the same format of the game, and just make it college players instead. So that's my fear as well, Brad.
I think one way that would make NCAA college football 25 a lot more different than what we see in Madden would be implementing college game day into like more of the offline modes, like the franchises and everything. Like if they have like a commentary by everyone on college game day, if you have Corso, Herbstreit, Fowler, Dez, and now I guess Saban, if you have those kind of commentaries like sprinkled in throughout like the gameplay, I think that would be really fascinating just as a college football junkie to be able to play that while we're in the off season. Because we all know that the off season can be rough for college football fans and everything. So that's one of the main points of playing NCAA football is that you get that you get that adrenaline of being hyped for college football without actually watching the football. And I mean, if they really want to go over the top, if they could add like the different networks too somehow, like if you have games on Fox and even like Big Ten Network or on CBS or anything, have all those different announcers. Like if we have a Gus Johnson commentating, like on those Fox games, I would just play franchises, dynasties, whatever they're called, in NCAA, just as those specific schools that are always commentated by that crew.
Right. I really hope that they bring on Pat McAfee too, man, because Pat McAfee has really hyped up College Game Day for me. I love Pat McAfee.
I would think if you're going to include College Game Day, you'd have to include McAfee. I mean, he'd find his way in there. But I mean, they made something of this in the previous college football games. You know, they had Corso making some headgear selections in those games before whatever game you played, before you'd play your dynasty mode game, that he would kind of do something like that. So, I mean, those are in there. I love what you mentioned about the different announcers in there. Yeah, get a CBS crew in there. Get a Fox crew. Get any, you know, the ESPN College Game Day crew in there. You know, see if you can get them all. I mean, this game's been in development for a few years. Now, to talk about Will's concern, you know, one of the first things they mentioned when they said they were making this game is that nobody in Madden was going to be working on it. And so it's got a completely different development crew. It's not going to be run on the same servers or anything like that. So I don't think you're going to see a cut and paste. What I'm afraid of is because there were so many delays to this game that they did have some setbacks that worked their way back towards Madden. But nobody from anybody who's worked with Madden is supposed to really have a big hand in working on this game, which is, I think, beyond important. But I'm honestly excited to see how many players are going to be in it. Like, how much of each team is actually going to be real? I mean, they're getting NIL money out of it. That's the whole reason this is working, is because of name, image, and likeness. Is it a whole team? Are we going to see like a couple of schools maybe not even be included in the game because they didn't want anything to do with it, or because they're private schools that, you know, maybe the, you know, the school just decided they couldn't be a part of it? All these things. I'm interested to see how many real players. I'm hoping it's at least 90%, that there's just a few that are auto-generated, but that's going to be a big key for me. If I can play with real players, I think it's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, I'm interested to see that as well. I believe that it's probably going to be close to that 90%, only because there's going to be some guys in there that they're probably not going to want to pay, or they're not going to like the figure that they're going to get for their NIL. And they're going to be like, hey, you know what? That's not worth it to put my name in that hat, you know, for that price. And I believe, yeah, probably the big schools. I think the FBS and probably the FCS. I gotta believe that the FCS and the FBS. I gotta believe you're gonna probably get a pretty decent amount of schools into this game.
I don't know if it was officially announced or anything yet, but I did read something that FCS teams and also HBCUs will be added to the game at a later point, not at launch. So probably a couple months down after release. So that'd be really cool to see, especially those teams that we haven't been able to play in NCAA. Like if you talked about all the teams that just made the jump to D1. So you got James Madison, you got Jacksonville State or Jackson State, whatever the name is. But seeing all those new teams would be really, really cool. And seeing all of those traditions and everything that EA has been gathering for the past 5 years or so, all those assets. Official fight songs and everything being added to make that experience a really basically like you're at a game pretty much.
That's what I was going to bring up next was something that I think would be important is you want to make it as close to the real thing as possible. I don't know how many songs they can get the license from. Like, will they be able to do if you're playing, you know, I'm a pretty big Clemson fans. So, you know, we've thought that when this game came out, if we could do kind of an online dynasty mode where we all could be in the same NCAA and be able to play against each other. Mitch, you're a huge Michigan fan. You'd probably take them. I've been a Clemson fan since I was a kid, so I'd probably take them. So if I have a game in Blacksburg, if I have a game at Virginia Tech, do I get the Enter Sandman open? Do I get them coming out to that? That because I feel like that's something that's important. Michigan, do you get them that running out of the tunnel and hitting the club supports you banner? Are you going to get that? Clemson running down the hill after touching the rock. The play like a champion today at Notre Dame, which there was in the trailer video from today. Like all of these things should be in the game to make it feel as close to possible. Like. You're getting the full experience that, you know, this isn't just a football video game with the colors of teams, that you're getting the true college. The reason I love college football so much is because of the environments, not just because it's football. I love college football more than the NFL because of the environments.
One thing I am interested in seeing also how they incorporate NIL and recruiting into the dynasty modes. Is it going to be like, they probably have like little steel trees and everything that you can gain points and put into like better recruiting philosophies. And heck, who knows, maybe that you can also tamper and possibly try and steal other people's players. I'm okay with trying to drop 20 mil to get Brad starting QB because he doesn't want to play at Clemson anymore, wants to play over in Ann Arbor. I mean, I'd be okay with that, but I really want to see. There are different ways they could incorporate that. I really hope they do try to be a little bit creative with that whole NIL recruiting process.
See, I don't even think they're going to use it. There's some games that just kind of leave some things out. I don't know how you would work it in because how would you pay them? Because using their name, image, likeness is basically what the game is about, right? Is using and commercials and, you know, it would be such a more in-depth portion of the game that I don't think they would put their time and money into.
I think I see the vision how they are probably going to do it, is that you have all the big schools, big name schools like Michigan, Ohio, Alabama, have like a better recruiting pull so that it's like easier to get recruits because of that name brand and everything. So that will just be incorporated like in their recruiting skills and everything. And then the small schools like the Central Michigans and the Southeast Central Northwest Florida team probably have like a little bit less of a pull and everything. So that's probably how it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be super in depth of what I was saying previously, but I mean, that'd be on my wish list to make it a little bit more interesting.
So then would they have like a tier system? Cause like the whole point of like the dynasty is for you to go from, you know, low man on the totem pole to national champion. Right. So would it basically be worked in like, hey, I'm going to take this school from South Alabama, right? And I'm going to make them as good as can be, but you'll have to put some time into it. So I guess they could use it that way where it's a tiered system where the more wins you get, the more stars or more money, I guess you could spend on players. That'd be the probably the best way to do it is you'd have to take a couple years, but, you know, it'll give you challenges throughout the year. But I think that'd be the best way to do it if you're going to try and work NIL into it.
Yeah, I think it would work like recruiting points. I think that's what they might call it, is something like recruiting points. And you'd be able to use that. You build so many up, it's easier to get it at a higher prestige school and things like that. They might be able to work into where they don't call it dollars. I feel like that would feel dirty if they called it dollars. They got to call it something else. I feel like they will include something like it, but they won't call it, you know, just flat out dollars. This whole thing that we've been talking about seems to be just revolving around how realistic we want the game to be. We want it to feel like you're on campus. We want it to feel like that we're watching the games. Mitch, like you brought up with the different broadcast and, you know, having variety like we do every single weekend and not having to just play a cookie cutter stadium with like, you know, some of the old ones, you know, some of the PS2 versions where you're just playing in. Yeah, they make the stadiums kind of look like, you know, what it is. But for the most part, the only thing that's different is the colors and the fight songs. That was really it towards the end of it. And also, you know, the college football playoff stuff, obviously that made it towards the end. But college football playoff committee stuff, that's going to be interesting to see how they put that in there, what type of logic they put into the game for, is it just going to be best records are going to make it, or are they going to have a little bit more logic in how they rank teams? I'm excited. There's so many questions I have about how this game's going to work out because college football is so different than the NFL, because it isn't just wins and losses. It isn't just, you know, throwing money at players and trades. Obviously, trading is a big part. All of these things, and I'm really interested to see how this is going to work out. Plus, are all the coaches going to be in the game too? Are we going to get all of them? Are they going to get a little bit on the side?
I like the point you brought up about the committee, and, you know, maybe it's another point system where the more quality wins you have, the better pull you have with the committee to get a higher pull. So like if you're, again, you know, mid-tier school, let's say like the big name in the beginning of the year was Colorado. If they go out and you beat Alabama and you beat Georgia, right, then hey, guess what, you beat those two teams, you got two quality wins, you know, four-star, five-star wins or whatever you want to call it, and you can get a higher AP poll,
maybe,
you know. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how it all works out. Did you just call Colorado a mid-tier school? Man, that's a Power 5 school. You're just out there hating on Deion. Man.
I'm not hating on him. It's just realistic. I mean, he's going to get better. But right now, I mean, hey, you know what? He's gotten the team better. But yeah, they're just not ready yet. They're really close, though.
All right. I'm just talking about you just calling, you know, when you were going to say mid-tier schools, I thought you were going to go to like, you know, the Boise States of the world, but you went to a Power 5 school and just shat on Deion instead.
You know, a little turn. You know, it was a little turn. Did my hair hold this for me, Deion? You know, kind of deal. So.
Man. All right. Well, so I want to compare this because, again, we were talking about the realisticness of the game. It's how we spent most of this time. I want to compare it to the other games and just kind of how much realisticness actually matters. I think to me it matters a lot. It's the reason I don't really play Madden. All of us have played a lot of 2K, NBA 2K, and NBA 2K in franchise mode, in my league mode, or what is now the My Eras mode, it's not bad when it comes to realisticness, but everybody plays my career and you're talking almost none, almost zero realisticness when it comes to my career. So how much realisticness when it comes to the actual feel like you're playing football matters?
Oh, for me, it matters a lot. There's a reason why I haven't played Madden in a few years. I played it a couple of years back. We all had it, but I was so frustrated because it's, You play against people who just kind of, I think, Brad, you say it the most, is cheese the game. You know, they don't play it the way that it's supposed to be played, in a sense. You know, for a casual gamer like myself. So realism is huge. I love football. I've been playing Madden since Madden 03. And those were great games because they kept it as realistic as possible. Interceptions. There's a couple games where, like, even like the interceptions, you're like, okay, that didn't really, shouldn't have worked out. But it depending on the difficulty you played on. But yeah, it's up until, I would say, probably what Madden with the 25 came out. It got so a little more unrealistic. Ways to cheat the game to the point where the offense, you know, plays a lot better. I think Madden kind of did it because the way the NFL works is people like to score points. So whatever they can do to get more points on the board, people are going to be happier that way. Instead of just playing, you know, 10 yards at a time, they're trying to play 25, 35 yards at a time.
Yeah, so realism is definitely one of the reasons why we're so excited for this new NCAA football game. NCAA 14 still had a strong player base because people were able to upload and make their own rosters for every single team that was still in the game. And so that went on for ever since the last release in NCAA 14. So, I mean, just on gameplay wise, it was a lot better than Madden. One of the reasons, like I said, why people still continued the game, kept the game going on when the support stopped for yearly releases is because people just liked the game and they thought it was a lot better. NCAA was a lot better than Madden itself, even at that point, all the way back in 2014.
Yeah, I never got like a PS3 or anything. I jumped from PS2 to PS4, so I never played some of the later NCAA games. I think the last one I had was like 08 or 09, to be honest with you, on the PS2. And honestly, it always felt smoother, the NCAA games did, than Madden. We would have both the same year, and NCAA always just felt smoother. And I'm honestly fine with the game being played a little bit differently because college football is different than the NFL. College football is more speed-based, which honestly is kind of how Madden is based. The fastest teams tend to win, but speed, physicality, and the thing that you look for is just, can, you know, the user decide more of what happens? Because I feel like when we play Madden, a lot of stuff is kind of predetermined to where 2K sometimes, that's one thing that I will give it credit for, is the users can determine a heck of a lot. But the thing about NBA 2K, the thing that we, you know, kind of didn't always love about it, is that we all tried to play, you know, we had a squad of, you know, 7 or 8 guys who would play. So we would have 5 stacks quite a bit, and we would try to play kind of somewhat basketball. Obviously you can't play just straight, you can't be calling plays and stuff. But we would try to play at least some form of basketball, and you run into those guys who just aren't. And it kind of took some of the fun out of the game that way too.
Yeah. It made it for a guy who only played 2K for a little bit. It definitely was a little frustrating because even for like me, the skills were, you know, I couldn't keep up to save my life for the most part. I mean, I got better in the end, but yeah, it's fun when you get to play against another team that just plays basketball because it kind of slows down the game a little bit. You try to understand a little bit more. And for somebody who is new and trying to get into the game and knows basketball for just being basketball, you go to play NBA 2K and it's like, what do you mean? Like I drew up this play. It should have worked and it didn't.
And Brad, you can't say that you can't run real plays in 2K, because we had plenty of people we went up against message us separately after the game was over saying that we were tryhards. We were running actual plays like we rehearsed it or something.
That's right. We did.
That's
have
definitely not true.
We did have people message us. We just had flow. We just knew where to go. But at all times, and people thought we were running plays because we weren't just setting triple screens for point guards, that instead we were just moving like we knew how basketball worked. Absolute insanity. So what is kind of the most realistic sports game out there right now? then? If we want, if you could compare it to one, you say, I want it to be as realistic as blank. Is it Madden? Is it NBA 2K? What is it?
One that we can agree on a little bit, Brad, is MLB The Show. MLB The Show is very realistic if you play it on the right settings. It's very hard. You got to make sure you have your timing correct. And sometimes you just miss a ball. That's just the way it is. And one of the games that I just bought, I would consider it a sports game still, is Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo is one of the most realistic driving games that you can get on the market. There's a reason why they actually use Gran Turismo for people who are in F1 or in Grand Touring as an actual like practice, or for them to get in. I forget what the kid's name is, but a few years ago, he won a tournament in Gran Turismo, and they had the whole wheel set up and the paddles and all that. So that way you can actually drive the car on this game. And now he's driving for, I don't know if he's driving for Ferrari or he's driving for, it's one of the high end or Porsche, one of the two. But those are the two most realistic games that I can think of.
I'll start with MLB The Show because I played Gran Turismo Sport, and I think we had one earlier on, and it is immensely realistic. It's no Need for Speed style, that's for sure. Right. But MLB The Show, it's realistic because I think it's simple. And baseball's a pretty simple sport. There's not a lot that goes on. So baseball, you need the realisticness, is mostly animations. You need the motions to look right. You need pitches to look right. The only thing that's unrealistic in MLB The Show is they still haven't been able to figure out defense, to make defense matter. They've been trying. Yeah. They still can't make defense matter. So MLB The Show is the one that I'm going to compare it to. When I play MLB The Show, I feel like I can play multiple different ways and succeed. Will, you and I both play MLB The Show a lot. You and I play MLB The Show very different ways, though. We build teams in opposite ways. I like to build with solid power, but high speed, high defense, high contact. That's the way I like to play because I like to hit doubles and run. You like to build through 60 home run seasons for six guys on your team, and both work. And that's what I like, is you can build both ways. Madden, there's one way to build the team. One. You have to have the fastest corners and fastest receivers. And if you have a good quarterback, it helps. But, you know, in MLB The Show, you can have a team with some 70-something overall players on it, and you're still going to have success, which I think is important. It's going to be less success, but I think it's going to work out a lot better for you.
Yeah, I'd probably say the most realistic sports team out there right now is probably whichever WWE game is out there. Even though I've never played one, it just seems something just nice and simple. Just press your buttons and then you win. But
are you saying wrestling is fake already? So why not?
Wrestling's not fake. What are you talking about? You see all that stuff. All that stuff is real. It's not scripted. There's nothing fake about WWE.
Another one that Will and I played a lot and is PGA 2K that we felt really good at. But again, simple. PGA is really simple. And the first PGA 2K that came out was great. I'm talking, it was an A-plus game. Will and I would play it forever. The only problem is that their servers were terrible because you and I knew golf. We knew what's the best way to play these. What's the best access to these shots? Because, you know, you and I would play PGA games growing up and you could just mash the ball. You could change the spin of the ball in midair in those games, right?
Like Tiger Woods 2004.
Tiger Woods 2000. You could change the spin midair. You could mash L1 for ultimate power. All of those things, like that. Just now, you look back, and you go, "That's what the heck? I was able to do what now?" And in PGA 2K, you actually had to line up shots. You had to take your time. You had to, you know, because one of our other friends, who's actually the best gamer of all of us, he asked me once when he saw that Will and I were playing, and he said, I feel like it would be hard to make a golf game hard, because it is hard to make a golf game difficult. And so what it is it's all based on timing, and they made that timing really touchy on your swing, And that's the best way to do it. So PGA is good, but MLB The Show is the one I'll base it off because there is more things. But PGA, because that's even simpler, is another good one.
Well, the thing about PGA as well, I'm glad you brought it up, was it wasn't just about the timing, but you actually had to throw some math in there. And Brad, this is where you carry me because my math skills are in the shitter.
Percentages.
But it's the percentages, yeah. And it really does matter because you can't be like, oh, I'm in deep rough. I'm going to get, 38% of this shot. What is 38% of 55 yards? And I'm just like, oh. So I'm pulling out my calculator real quick. And Brad's like, are you ready for your shot yet? I'm like, hang on. I'm trying to do the math. And Brad's like, yeah, it's going to be like, you have to go like 110 yards out. I'm like, you know what? F you.
Yeah. But with a timer. Because those online games had timers.
It was on timer, but that's the whole point. That's so realistic because just like in golf, you do have to take in percentages because you're going to have the ball deep in the bunker, in the rough. Are you going to have a nice clean shot out of the grass or in the fairway? So, yeah, it does matter. Yeah.
So if we can get there. If we can get it to feel like it's actual football, where I can actually run different systems, because we would play the last time we played Madden, I tried running kind of the Greg Roman Baltimore Ravens style, where I'd have a speed quarterback, I'd run a lot of running backs, a lot of tight ends, kind of bunch formations, and try and run the ball well. And it just didn't work. You just couldn't score that way. You had to throw the ball down the field. It's the best way to do it. And now it seems like the number one thing, when I hear you guys play Madden, Mitch, is you guys are just running the hell out of the ball. You guys are just playing the Jim Harbaugh style, handing the ball off to your running backs and going and acting like that's anywhere near football.
It's so much worse than that. You can just run to the left, run to the right, and get 30 yards each time. Doesn't matter what you do. I don't know what to do.
It's bad.
And yet they complain about the running backs in the NFL.
it's bad. So I'm super excited for the release. But I think that if it can match the realism of two things, matching the realism of feeling like a college campus, I want it to be loud when I have a headset on, because I don't play sports games usually with a headset on unless I'm talking with somebody. But if I want to be able to have a headset on to where when I'm playing at, one environment I love is Florida State, and I'm hearing that chant over and over and over again at Florida State, I should want to wear a headset so that I can kind of feel like I'm there, try and take myself out of reality for a little bit and gather that feeling. That's number one. Can I get the true environments of college campuses? And two, can I get the realisticness of even MLB The Show, which I'd say is a good solid B+.
Yeah, I like the fact that we come full circle here, because do you also want it to be where, I think what was the one that we used to play, if you're not playing the dynasty mode, it's like the career mode.
Campus legend, baby.
Campus legend, thank you. Where you're taking tests, you got to do well in school, you got to make sure I wouldn't mind seeing that come back. I think there's going to be a lot of people who would probably crap on that because it's like, man, I got to go to school. And especially kids who are in school, they're like, wait, I actually have to go to school and then come home and play school? What kind of shit is that? But and actually have like an open world almost. Like if you go to play in Michigan, let's say, be able to walk around the campus, which might, be kind of cookie cutter in a sense.
Yeah, like NBA neighborhood, NBA 2K neighborhood type thing.
Yeah. Right, exactly. But, it would be like you could see the college, the big house in the back, kind of deal. Or, everything's going to be a little bit different. And then walk around the school of the sea, Michigan's, colors and all that. So that'd be pretty cool if it was that in depth.
You talking about school just pissed off Cardale Jones so much. He don't want to play no fucking school. He doesn't want to buy a $70 game just to take tests like he wasn't doing at Ohio State.
Right. But. And Kyler Murray. I mean, come on, him too.
Yeah, Ben Simmons at LSU.
Yep. Justin Fields not going to on-person classes, just taking classes on the laptop. But you talked about the real-world environments. I just want to touch on Mississippi State. If I ever have to play Mississippi State and hear those damn cowbells, I'm just turning the game off. I'll take the L. I don't want to hear that. I absolutely hate those damn cowbells. I do not want any part of that.
Well, I mean, it could also be in the environment of, like, even, like, the smaller college schools, which have, like, that high school feel where they have, like, the bells ringing. They've got, like, the trumpet sounds. They've got all this, like, loud, like, environment. Again, that could be a pretty cool sound, too, if you play in, like, these smaller schools.
They better have the CMU move those chains on third down and then dangling your keys.
And the cannon. I'm going to need the cannon.
Oh, I forgot about the cannon. I thought about it, forgot about it. You brought it home.
Damn right I brought it home. Alrighty, let's wrap it up. You can find Taking On Sports on social media. Find us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. Please follow us on Spotify and share our episodes, please. Because if you like us, your friends and family will too. Heck, even if you don't like us, then, well, hopefully somebody in your friends and family does. So please share our links around. You're going to see all of us share them around. Please get them out there. The more people that we can have engage with this, the better. Mitch and Will, thank you. I'm Brad Gressens, Taking On Sports.